Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, Breed Quinn is the mother of Paul Quinn. He's a 21-year-old man who was murdered in County Monaghan 18 years ago. She is appealing for justice because nobody has ever been convicted for his death. And she joins me on this, the 18th anniversary of his death. She is on the line. Breed, you are very, very welcome to the programme. You might just remind people about your son, Paul, about who he was and what he meant to you and what happened to him 18 years ago.
Well, 18 years ago, Paul got a phone call from a supposed to be friend to go to a shed and help him to clean the shed out. Now, this friend knew Paul. He knew if he called Paul at 4 o'clock in the morning, Paul would go to help. So Paul went anyway, and these men were there waiting for him, and they beat him to death. Every bone in his body they broke. He was unrecognisable.
He was,
and that's what happened to Paul. He was 21 years of age.
And he was lured to this house, Breed, in County Monaghan, and we know, we believe that he was met by 8 or 10 masked men who, as you said, savagely beat him. It is 18 years on since that. But a day like today, an anniversary, looking at the time now and the clock in front of me, 16:32, it must really bring it back. And bring it all back in a very difficult way for you and your family.
Well, it doesn't take an anniversary to bring it back, because when I look out my kitchen window, it's just around the road where it happened. So every minute of every day, it's the same. You think of Paul every day of the week and what he would be doing or what he should be doing and what all he missed out in life, and how cruel these people were to do such a thing on a human being, and how not one of them could say stop. I often wondered, did they hear Paul's cries in the middle of the night when they're sleeping? Did they hear him begging them to stop? But no, they didn't. So that was Paul. That's the way we are left. And today I just beg them to please give us justice before it's too late for us, because we are not getting any younger.
You can hear Breach. Despite the passage of time here, the intense pain in your voice as a mother thinking about Paul and what he went through and his death.
Yeah. If you could only have saved him. If you would only have known what he was walking into. You just keep going over and over in your head. But that's too late now. But please God, a conscience will get them someday, and they will tell. Or somebody that knows something that wasn't even in the shed, that they could give us justice. We don't know.
One of the Garda involved in this case, Garda Superintendent Ronan Carey, he said in a video that was published today that we, the Gardaí, firmly believe that the answers to this murder are the evidence that we require to progress the investigation lies within the community.
That's for sure.
How hard is it, Breach, to live amongst a community where there are people who know exactly what happened to him?
Well, it was very hard at the beginning, but, you know, as time goes on, we say we never done anything wrong to anybody. And when we meet them, they have to say to themselves, I murdered their son. I murdered Paul Quinn. So we can look at them, but they can't look at us. So I don't know what to be thinking when they look at their own children and what they would think if that happened to them or what they would do. But,
and those people must have, those people who are responsible for what happened to Paul, if they can't find it within their own heart or their own conscience to come forward, they must have family members. They must have siblings or partners or parents themselves who perhaps know or suspect their involvement.
Yes, because I have often said, like, when those people went home that evening after murdering Paul, surely whoever was in their home that evening could have seen a change in the person or see the movements for the rest of the evening. You know, they couldn't have just walked in and sat down and had a cup of tea. They could not have done that. And I'm sure there's parents that knows who done it. And I would encourage them to get their children to tell the truth.
Are you surprised, Breach, given the ferocity of the attack, given the fact, as you said, that every major bone in Paul's body was broken through that attack, that there have been people who have been able to continue living in the community, living next to you and your family with that on their conscience?
Sorry, say that again.
So does it surprise you that there are people out there who are responsible, who have been able to continue with their lives for the last 18
no.
years?
No, that doesn't surprise me at all. No. No. No.
Given what they did.
They could live with anything. They could live with anything, so they could. Doesn't bother them. Well, I don't think it bothers them, but then I'd say when they go to bed at night and they have a dream, they have no control over what they're going to dream about. Do they hear Paul in their dreams? And that has to be horrendous.
There's been over 2,200 lines of inquiries, according to the Gardaí, that have been investigated. 23 people were arrested on both sides of the border over the last 18 years in connection with this murder, and still it hasn't been resolved. Are you still hopeful, Breach, as his mother?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, still hopeful. If we had no hope, we'd have nothing. You just hope every day. And you keep going on. And in saying that, there's a lot of good people about, and we get a lot of cards, even last week and today too. We got cards from people way down the country, from Roscommon, Dublin, Belfast. It's unbelievable the amount of people that write to us and send cards. And it doesn't even have to be his anniversary. It could be during the year. And they just write and say they're thinking of us and hoping we're okay. And, you know, and we really, really appreciate them. It gives you a bit of hope as well.
How has this impacted you and your family, Breach?
Well, it's just Paul's missing all the time. Like James and Kathy, they miss him terribly because, you know, the three of them were close enough together. And when it comes his birthday or Christmas or anything like that, it's always a lull in the house because he's just missing. Well, we talk about him all the time and what he done and what he wouldn't do, and he had a great personality. He was full of life. So that's poor Paul, he's gone.
But through you and the children, his memory clearly lives on actively in your family home. It is his 18th anniversary of his death today. What message, as his mum, do you have to those people who are responsible or those people who have information that could bring the perpetrators to justice? What do you say to them if they're listening this afternoon?
I'm begging them. I'm begging them from the bottom of my heart to please, please find it in your hearts to, no matter how little you know, please give us justice for Paul. Please go to the Gardaí. Write it on a piece of paper. Post it to me. Or post it to the Gardaí. You don't have to put your name on it. Just get the message to us, but make sure it's the truth. And that is my message to them today. Clear your conscience when you have the chance.
And this is something you really want to see in your lifetime, Breach.
I sure do, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to see them brought to a shed and mortar. I just want truth and justice. That's what I want so badly.
Breach Quinn, thank you for taking the time to speak to us on the Hard Shoulder today. Take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.